gotten a hold of an officer's gun.
These facts corroborate Ringenberg's belief that Clark was forcibly pulling on his belt and holding his gun.
Freeman says civilian witnesses offer conflicting accounts of whether the victim was handcuffed. The officers had responded to a call that Clark had allegedly assaulted his girlfriend. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com. Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on-air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz sounded off on Donald Trump in a town hall last night. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has that story.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz appeared on a CNN town hall saying Donald Trump really is not the favorite of Republicans, but he's been the beneficiary of party division.
What Donald benefits from is division, because Donald has had pretty consistently a floor of about 20 to 25%. But he's got a hard ceiling of about 35 to 40% that he has a real hard time breaking.
Cruz said he will beat Trump in the upcoming primaries and seal the nomination. I'm Jason Wirt.
Meanwhile, the three remaining Republican presidential candidates say they're taking back a pledge to support the eventual GOP nominee. During that town hall in Milwaukee, Donald Trump and John Kasich said they would have to evaluate the nominee before making an endorsement. Ted Cruz sidestepped the question and said he plans to win the nomination. Cruz also said he does not think the nominee will be Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Do you love to run, swim, cycle, or walk? You don't have to be a star athlete to make a difference with Team Samaritan's Purse. Use your next athletic event to raise funds for the worldwide relief projects of Samaritan's Purse, bringing food, water, and shelter to people in need. Team Samaritan's Purse provides you with your own fundraising webpage to make it easy for friends and family to support you by donating online. Go to samaritanspurse.org and select Team Samaritan's Purse under Get Involved.
Federal investigators are going over the contents of an iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino shooters. A federal law enforcement official says the phone belonging to Syed Farouk has details about his work as a health inspector for San Bernardino County. The official did not say if any of those details were related to the December attack that killed 14 people. Many Americans need to brush up on their knowledge about the Zika virus. Tammy Rose has more.
A study from the Harvard School of Public Health found that about a quarter of Americans aren't aware of the biggest concern about the virus, which is that it can cause babies to be born with abnormally small heads. Another 20% of people polled believe there's a vaccine for the mosquito-borne illness when there actually is not. Meantime, nearly half of the people surveyed didn't know Zika can be transmitted sexually. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
America's private employers are hiring. Today's ADP jobs report shows 200,000 new jobs were created this month. More than 95% of those new jobs are in the services industries. Smaller business led the way. Firms with fewer than 50,000 employees added 86,000 jobs this month. The leading sectors were trade, transportation, utilities, and business and professional services. The manufacturing sector is in positive territory as well, adding 3,000 new jobs in March. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news at USARadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, welcome to the second hour of Talented People. Today, it's already 4 o'clock, and it's 4:05. Oh, my goodness. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest today is in studio. Her name is Maria Joyce. She's the executive director of the Protocol School of New Jersey. We're going to be talking to her about a lot of different things, including her presentation or breakout session at the Women's Leadership Summit on April 19th at the Ryland Inn, being brought to you, that's the White House Station, by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce with Michelle Sikirka, President and CEO of NJBIA. She's keynoting, and if you're interested in signing up, you can go right to the HunterdonChamber.org website. Check it out and register. If you happen to be listening in the Hunterdon County or Central New Jersey area, tonight partly cloudy with a low about 39. Partly sunny with a high near 69 on Thursday. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 Thursday night with a low about 58. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm again on Friday, high near 68. Then showers likely and thunderstorm before 9 p.m. with a slight chance of showers before midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low down to 44 on Friday night. Slight chance of showers after 9 a.m. Partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 57. And then with a low about 32, partly cloudy Saturday night, and then mostly sunny all day with a high of 44. It's a little chilly on Sunday, but we're moving into the nice weather, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to go to our quick break, and we'll be right back to start our conversation.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right. Thank you so much for listening in to Talented People today. It's already after 4. It's 4:08 on March 30th. And we're spending most of today talking about the upcoming Women's Leadership Summit at the Ryland Inn in White House, New Jersey on April 19th. And one of the presenters, her name is Maria Joyce. She's the executive director of the Protocol School of New Jersey. And she's here in studio. And it's going to be fun together, you and me, learning about what she does, who she is, and why she's going to be having this breakout called A Power of Presence at the Leadership Summit. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming into studio.
Thank you so much, Ms. Murphy. It's delightful. In fact, quite emotional, actually, for me to be in the studio again. This is my first time here in your studio. However, as a little girl, I used to sit in the studio watching my mother at the University of Akron in Ohio do her international radio show.
That's
on
amazing.
Saturdays.
Take a picture of you.
And it...
That's so wild. How old were you?
I was a preteen and through my college years, and I can always remember her saying, I'm going to be on the radio, you know, in a few hours. Make sure you tune in. And so here I sit decades later, knowing that my banker son, my young professional, and my daughter, my law school student daughter, is listening in to me. So it's interesting.
That is
how
wild.
History repeats itself.
Yes.
And
neat.
It's just delightful being here today. We're in our last few days of honoring women for Women's History Month. And how awesome that we are celebrating women here in Hunterdon County next month with our Women's Leadership Summit. It's We've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, we have.
In centuries and decades. In fact, again, the emotion that I'm feeling here today with you, I did my first Future Woman workshop decades ago.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Tell and I almost don't want to tell you what
bit.
Decades. Actually, was it still in the 70s? It was still in the 70s, and I was a 22-year-old college student graduate out of the University of Akron. And once I graduated, I saw that social workers in Akron, Ohio, were being paid $6,500 a year to work in a nonprofit organization. So I thought, wow, that's not really going to do, because I was always a big traveler and had a new car as a young professional and this and that. And so I quickly founded my first company, which was called Creative Seminars Unlimited.
Oh, wow. When was this? About what year?
Oh, my gosh, 1979.
Wow.
And so funny, because I can't imagine that I go back that far, but apparently
I'm in shock, but I can't give it over, right? But I also think, what was the name of the company that's so creative at the time?
Yes, Creative Seminars Unlimited.
Wow.
And immediately I became an overnight success as a corporate trainer in my hometown of probably 350,000 people. And I remember I had rented a conference room in the Hilton, and I physically took flyers to all the hair salons. I know why I selected hair salons. I put together a flyer for all the business owners and hair salons, and I hand-delivered them. I was charging $50 for this all-day seminar at the Hilton 9 to 5. And what we were going to talk about in all those 8 hours, along with a meal included for $50, we were learning about time management and how to assertively communicate with your staff members and your customers and this and that. And now I'm remembering exactly why I decided to start that business with hairstylists and also business owners. It was because I was so in tune to small town customer service and making sure that the consumer was getting what they paid for, and that first impressions were at the level that they should be. It's interesting.
How many people showed up?
Oh my gosh, 50. I filled the women, the room with 50 women.
And they were paying $50.
They were paying $50, which was
nothing. You were just paying for the food, probably.
That was a lot of money. Yeah. Actually, the food, if I remember, my friend, the cost was something like $8 a meal.
Oh, that's good. Good.
So that was a very profitable day for me, for instance, compared to working all year for $6,500.
Well, just the lead generation for a customer, right? Your clients to come in.
And so that's really how Creative Seminars Unlimited grew, because that meant that so many of those business owners wanted to take our lessons back in-house.
Right.
So that's how we got savings and loans. We got department stores. And we also were doing not just the staff trainings, but we were doing unusual programs for their clients in terms of leadership skills.
That's so,
in the home.
I'm so interested, because Talented People here, our show, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and our guest is Maria Joyce, director of the Protocol School of New Jersey, in studio here talking about how she got started. But I'm sure you all out there listening over the last 3 years plus of all the people that we've had come through here, it's very interesting that you were doing so much of this, what's very popular now, training and coaching and all that, way back in the 70s. It's amazing. And now you are the executive director and founder, right, of the Protocol School of New Jersey. This is time for our first break. It's already 4:14, which is perfect timing, because we're going to go from your creative seminars business to where you are now. So stay with us. I'm sure you're going to be enjoying the next 45 minutes of this conversation as much as I am. Thank you for listening in.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right. Welcome back to Talented People. Thanks for listening in and, just listening to our show today. I'm having a good time in studio with Maria Joyce, Executive Director of the Protocol School of New Jersey. Maria, tell us a little bit about growing up in Akron and how you became so entrepreneurial.
How interesting that you asked that. Mm-hmm. In fact, Easter Sunday, my family and I headed to the movies to watch the second sequel of Having a Big Fat Greek Wedding.
How was it?
Oh, my God. We laughed so hard. We missed half the movie, mm-hmm. So we need to go back and see the other half. But I'm a little Greek girl, a little Greek-Palestinian girl from Akron, Ohio. And how interesting growing up in my household, because my mom and dad hobnobbed with royalty, government officials, famous people. My mother, before she even married in her early 30s, traveled for the government and traveled to upwards of 65 countries of the world. And so I would sit at the dinner table as a little one, and I would hear stories about how she had to conceal the fact that she was a female.
Wow.
She had to cover body parts, face, this, that, if she wasn't escorted by a male chaperone, for instance. And on one of her trips to Cairo, Egypt, she picked up my dad. And so that's how we merged this big, fat Greek family.
How cute. And she sounds like an amazing woman.
She is. In fact, she passed away 20 years ago. Mm. And doesn't really know.
Yeah.
That she laid the groundwork. I graduated from the University of Akron as a social worker, which she was as well, and as my daughter is soon next year. Alexa's going to be a third generation social worker along with her family law and child advocacy degree. And so when women in all of our female empowerment workshops that we do on the college campuses, in schools for nonprofit organizations, you know, they'll always look at me and they'll say, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to be when I grow up and now that I'm grown. And I always look at them, you know, with a little emotion in my eye, and I say, just reach back to your roots. Go back to your roots. see who you were, who your family was, who your grandmother was. So how interesting, coming from, my mother was American born, my father was born in Palestine, came as an immigrant, knew the language, highly educated, both of them. However, historically, you know that here in the United States, that children or people that are speaking English as a second language, as my mother did, coming from Massachusetts. She went to kindergarten not knowing English. She only spoke Greek. Corporations and industry were not necessarily open to us. They are still not necessarily open to us, which is why the bulk of our sole proprietors, the bulk of our entrepreneurs, the bulk of our business owners, many of them come from rich old school, not old school, but old world cultures, because the doors were not open to us. We didn't speak the language. We didn't have the education. We didn't have access to the training. We didn't have role models. So it was very interesting how, when you say, where did you get that drive to be business owners? Well, all my Greek and Arabic relatives are all business owners. And I grew up, high school, college, working for all my business owner uncles, for instance, in the hospitality industry, in the retail industry.
That's what you know. That's what I know. The best, right?
Yes. And so I took my, social work roots and training, and I mixed them with my knowledge of back of the house skills in the restaurants, how we take care of our guests and our customers, and how interesting it is when today we find ourselves here talking about women, women in business.
Right.
And we're talking about young aspiring women. We're talking about seasoned executives that are trying to rebrand themselves in the workplace. And it's amazing how far we've gone in all of these decades, yet my frustration as a corporate trainer, as an executive coach, as a business etiquette expert, my frustration is our female clients are still saying to us that they feel invisible, ineffective, insignificant.
I can't believe it.
Yes, and so we are still working on the confidence factor and how to verbalize ourselves, get paid what we're worth, start our businesses. We're still trying to figure out, how do we juggle our families? How do we juggle our parents? How do we juggle our homes?
Right.
And how can we support ourselves? And so it was so interesting.
Is there like any in that group that you talk about that says they feel invisible? Is there a common type of environment that you're hearing that feedback from? Is it like a corporate level? Is it executive level? Is it across me? You know, everywhere. What?
It's definitely across the board, Jeannie.
Really?
And because we've been doing these years, you know, we do many partnerships in the corporations as well as staff trainings. We're in healthcare. We do programs like professional courtesy in healthcare, in medical offices, for instance. And you've got female doctors.
Right.
You've got female office assistants. And they're all feeling the same frustrations, which is what we're going to be tackling on April 19th. We are coming with our words of wisdom, yet we're still all climbing up that hill together. We still have daily challenges in trying to take care of ourselves, our bosses, our dreams, our wallets, all of that at the same time. And so how interesting when you were asking me earlier, what kinds of programs have you developed with the Protocol School of New Jersey? In fact, 14 years ago, I was raising my babies, and I was a stay-at-home mom 14 years ago.
Wow.
And I got a delightful call from a dear friend, and Tina says to me, Maria, I see that they are training people to be etiquette consultants for children. You're the expert at all of that. You teach us all how to do that. Why don't you jump in there? In fact, she was kind of paying me back because I, over my years, would kind of empower my friends and say, start that company, do this, go sell that, go bake brownies, do something, make some money.
Right.
You know, follow your dreams.
No, that's really cool, though. I mean, I could see that you're just advocating for everybody. It's interesting to me. I want to hear what you're going to say next, because I have a couple of questions for you after that. Just about, like,
Yes.
I'm curious as to, you were like the cheerleader for all these people, and then they came back to you and said, you should take a shot at this because this etiquette, and it was for children, you say?
It was for children, and so I got myself trained and certified because, as I said, as a young mother, I had two gifted and talented young children that I was trying to figure out along with my friends, like, how do we not overparent? How do we give them their wings? How do we get them to do what we want them to do, and this and that? So how interesting. I go off, get myself trained, come back, plan a day. It was a program, I think it was 6 hours long, at the Key Restaurant in Seabright. I'm a Jersey Shore girl all these years now. And we quickly attracted the attention of the media, and hence the name, the Protocol School of New Jersey.
Is that how it came?
Because I went in really as Maria Joyce, etiquette consultant, on my flyer and this and that. Media comes and says, what's your business name? And it's like, okay, I got trained and certified by the Protocol School of Washington.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm Protocol School of New Jersey. And so 14 years ago, I was off and running. That reporter and the photographer that came that day, they did a 2-page feature story in the family section.
Wow, that's a big time.
And we haven't stopped since then. And at the time, my girlfriends that we're talking to on the radio today, at the time, I didn't even know how to turn a computer on. So that meant that my family was helping me with flyers and proposals and contracts, and I was hiring people to come in and do my computer work for me, again, pulling out other women that had not been in the workforce, like, come along with me. Come on, let's make a name for you as well. Let's all do this together. And so that's really what the Protocol School has been doing all these years. So we have an army of etiquette consultants that have been trained and certified by various organizations in the country. We hire them. We partner with them. We also hire corporate trainers in the industry with their specialty. So imagine when you ask me, what kinds of programming are you doing? Oh my goodness, we're doing programs like dealing with difficult people. We're doing programs like professional courtesy and healthcare, we said. A Gentleman's Guide to Good Manners. Parenting workshops. Divorce 101.
Wow.
We're teaching people the etiquette of divorce. And while we're using that name, I'd love to tell you the history of the word etiquette. It's a French word, as all of our etiquette terms are. And it originated from the beautiful Palace of Versailles outside Paris when King Louis the 14th, 15th, I always forget which one he is, 14th, I believe, with his beautiful Marie Antoinette, when they were building Versailles. As the story has it, he said to his foreman, go put little signs of etiquette on the grass and tell the delivery men, the workmen, and everyone to stop stepping on my grass.
Wow.
And so the word etiquette has trickled down into our society. And it means literally, if I take your pen off your desk, if I bump you, if I take one of your French fries, if I offend you, if I make you cry, literally, I'm stepping in your world. I'm stepping on your grass.
That's a great story. Yes, very interesting. And I do believe that there is so much about etiquette in the workplace and so on. I know you're going to be talking to everybody at the Women's Leadership Summit. So let's talk about, like, how does communicating with authority and intention relate to women in the workplace, home, and the college place?
How interesting. As we said, we have made tremendous strides in these decades. Mm-hmm. However, all we have to do is look at our Census Bureau results that tell us year after year, and they may be off a few numbers here and there, but basically we know that the average white woman in America is making 72, 73 cents on the dollar that the equivalent job that's being performed by a male. We also know that African American women in the United States are making 67 cents to the dollar that a male is making. And then, oh my goodness, our Hispanic women, our Latinas, are making 45 cents on the dollar. And so when you talk about community, communications, connections, I, as an etiquette, as a business etiquette expert and someone who loves to travel the world. In fact, I told you my mom traveled over 65. I think I'm up to 28 myself.
That's amazing. Good for you.
I'm an avid researcher and a traveler, and I like to learn, which is how I have all this information, you know, that we disseminate with our programming. And so when our clients are saying, I feel invisible, I feel like nobody hears me, we're hearing that from our 9-year-olds that attend our summer youth camps at Raritan Valley Community College and Brookdale Community College, because we've been doing summer youth programs 14 years now. And imagine a 9-year-old little girl will raise her hand and say, Ms. Joyce, my dad doesn't hear me. You know, he comes home from work and he starts playing with his phone and he's on his laptop and he's not hearing me. So imagine if we know what's happening in the workplace in terms of monetary compensation. Mm-hmm. And we also know that social scientists tell us that we females, on average, speak 21,000 words a day compared to the 7,000 that a male speaks. Mm-hmm. How is it that we're still feeling invisible, ineffective, insignificant, and not seen and not heard? So that's what we're exploring on April 19th.
Yes, we're going to our break right now. This is Talented People. You're listening to a conversation between me, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and Maria Joyce, the executive director of the Protocol School of New Jersey. She's going to be having a breakout session at the Women's Leadership Summit on April 19th at the Ryland Inn in White House Station. If you're enjoying this conversation, just go sign up at the HuntingtonChamber.org website. We are going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
All right, welcome back, talented people. It's already 4:36. I can't believe it. We're through this hour way too fast. I have some questions for you, Maria Joyce. She's the executive director of the Protocol School of New Jersey, and she's going to be presenting at the Women's Leadership Summit on April 19th in White House Station, New Jersey, at the beautiful Ryland Inn. If you can get a chance to get out to it, I'm sure you'll find the day more than rewarding. Maria, let's ask you about like the gender differences in the communication skills area. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yes, that was wonderful. As we said just before break, we are speaking as females generally three times as much as our male counterparts are. And so when a nine-year-old says to me, "Miss Joyce, how am I going to attract the attention of my father?" Well, the first thing I say is, you've got to learn, little girl, you've got to learn to speak your dad's language. And so imagine what I coach her on. I say something like, "Honey, imagine dad hears your first sentence and your last, and everything in between is blah, 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 blah to him."
Right.
And so you have to know, you know, dad's worked hard all day. He's coming home. He still has computer work, this and that. If you need to handle something with your laptop, some shopping, this and that, remember that that first sentence, that first nonverbal communication, that first smile will attract his attention. And so you got to get in there
quick. You got to nail it fast.
You got to nail it fast.
That's great advice.
And so we have to be able to speak other people's languages. And we know with our divorce rate, we know with challenges in the workplace between males and females, we know that there is a breakdown in the manner in which we are communicating with each other.
The etiquette.
And you know, we're still in the me generations where we make everything all about ourselves. However, our success at home and in the workplace is to learn to speak other people's language.
Can you give us a couple examples?
As we said,
the son, as a
female, mm-hmm. No, like for instance, I have a client, and I know that when we're collaborating over a project, I can just see it in him. When he starts looking at his watch or he starts heading towards the door, it's like, okay, Maria, cierra la boca, you know, cállate, it's time to, you know, wrap it up. He's ready to go. You've spoken too much.
Right.
And, you know, I see it in my family members, for instance. I see it when I'm a consumer in a store that, you know, females generally will love in a store to sit and small talk with you. Gentlemen are going right to, you know, the details, the sale, mm-hmm. you know, what do you want from me? What can I do for you? Mm-hmm. And so when I say speaking other people's languages, in fact, I love to say intergenerationally or interculturally, we need to speak each other's language. And I see you looking at me, and culture in my etiquette world means male, female, old, young, in between, Greek, Irish, German, tall, skinny, heavy, glasses, no glasses. Like, conversation needs to be 50-50. Mm-hmm. And the best way for us to develop relationships with each other is to get into the other person's head. Like, know where they come from. I remember when I first moved here.
I think that's going to be so interesting for everyone at the summit to be learning about it, because we had a guest on from CK Communications earlier. We're talking about communication as well. But what you're talking about is just a whole different level of communication, a different viewpoint of it. And both are so interesting, and there's so much to learn.
There's so much to learn, because my travels take me to New Orleans, to California, to Florida, to so many countries. I was in the Dominican a few years ago, and it's so interesting to learn about your customer, learn about the company that you're trying to get into, that culture. Again,
right.
Culture is everything, and we want to make it about us, our message, what we want to accomplish, how we want to get hired. But our power is really knowing about them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Knowing about them. Mm-hmm. And characteristics of an empowered female is really to avoid being part of that crowd and to solve people's problems and to really understand what they want from us.
So you see that as a common denominator with the successful women, is that right?
Absolutely,
yeah,
because
I agree with you.
We females, we know what our power is from our roots, from our heritage, and that's intuition and relationship building and caregiving and compassion and having a heart and reading people's nonverbal communication.
Yes.
That's where our power is. And, you know, we hear it often that that's where we make our mistakes. You know, we kind of lead with our heart and not with our head. And that's a daily challenge, you know, for me as a businesswoman.
Right.
When we receive calls and we know what our hourly rate is and what we bill at and what our daily rate is. And then a nonprofit calls us, you know, Girl Scouts call us.
Right.
Somebody is calling. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, imagine, you know, I not only donate my time, but my staff members are donating their
March
time.
Fellows.
Yes. Yet we as females in the workforce and as single mothers, we know what the stats are in terms of the mothers that are supporting themselves and their parents and their children. We know that, you know, our work has to be income producing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The government, when we file our taxes, you know, we can't show losses. We can't show minimal increases each year, because then that means that, you know, it's a hobby. And so Women in Business, our Women's Leadership Summit, is talking about how we go places, how we continue to be trailblazers and pioneers in our industry, yet be true to ourselves and true to our family and our culture. And yes, when we talk about culture, there are significant differences in the experiences that we've had in our own families, whether it's because we were raised in a house in Flemington or raised in a house in Red Bank. The religious differences, the socioeconomic differences, all of that kind of teach us whether we can stand out of the crowd or whether we have to follow our elders who say, head down, be respectful, you know, don't stand out of the crowd. And so it's all from a social worker's point. It's all psychological, really.
It really is. Well, let's talk for a couple minutes about some of the things that have to do with behavior and power. I want to get to that. Like, what are some of the signs that we have no power? Because I know you have a very fascinating dedicated segment to this, and our time is running out.
Yes. So interesting when you ask. I like to say that there are 9 signs that when we are dealing with customers or a clerk in the store, you can always tell immediately, and it's not just gender-based. You can immediately tell when someone doesn't have confidence nor authority when they speak. And generally, and forgive me, as an etiquette consultant, you know, I always like to speak in the positive because I think that's great power when we do. However, the signs that a person does not have personal power is they tend to bully. They tend to bully. If you find yourself being a bully in your home, in the workplace, out in the community, you need to look at that. You need to ask yourself, why? Why are you putting other people down? Why do you question their authority? Why are you so aggressive?
Does that happen a lot with your work, that you find that in the workplace? Is that where, like, you know, I'm just, you know, the bully in the workplace, or,
yes,
you know?
We see it everywhere.
And it's really the person that doesn't have the power. It's an insecurity.
It's an insecurity.
They're falling for it.
Yes. So, for instance, we're doing programs. We do school assemblies, Act Powerful, Be Powerful. Mm-hmm. Our summer camps, I believe we have 8 or 9 youth camps at Raritan Valley Community College this summer. And they are all based on empowering our youth, either for career exploration or
right,
college exploration, but the communication skills. And, for instance, when we ask our little girls, like, who the heck is bullying you?
Right.
And imagine for we females, I hate to report that generally it is our best friend or our best relative that
really
tends to try to control us, hold us back.
That's interesting.
And bully us.
Wow.
So when we feel like we're being a bit of a bully to someone, let's look at that. Let's look at that and try to do better. Also, other signs that we have no power is when we get defensive. Again, you know, that's us trying to protect ourselves, mm-hmm, against the world. Mm-hmm. Yet that defensiveness is teaching people that we're not open-minded, we're not well-read, we're not well-educated, we're not well-traveled.
Interesting. So,
interesting.
Yes, because we're learning right now about what it is that makes a person have no power, or what are the signs of that. So we have, mm-hmm, bullying, and then now you have defensive.
Being defensive, you know, along with bullying, when you're controlling. When you're controlling, it's a sign that you're out of control. You don't have power over your children, over your spouse, over your coworkers, over your staff. If you're overly controlling, I always...
How do you break someone out of that? Because it's just so hard for them to understand and then to be able to change it.
Yes.
Because it does affect everybody in the office, the entire culture, the employee,
the entire culture,
yeah.
Because you see from the movie Having a Big Fat Greek Wedding, mm-hmm, you see how our men, how our women, how we're strong and we're very controlling. Mm-hmm. And when I see that word, I think of my Uncle Andy, an attorney in Akron, Ohio, and he used to say that my little brother that is a self-made entrepreneur and very successful, he used to say, you know, Georgie got his success from knowing when to delegate.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so we can easily see when we're trying to control the conversation, when we're trying to control the decisions, when we're trying to control other people, basically we have no power. You see, if we've hired correctly, if we're in the right workplace, if we're in the right environment, which is a whole other topic for we females in terms of communicating with confidence and authority.
oftentimes we find ourselves in an environment, in a culture that doesn't embrace that, mm-hmm. that doesn't honor it, mm-hmm. that doesn't let us spread our wings, that doesn't let us have a voice. And so we've got to go back and figure out, well, how did we end up there? What are we doing there? And when are we going to get ourselves out of that,
right.
that hole we're in? Mm-hmm. So 9 signs that we have no power, or that people that we're trying to communicate with are holding us down, is that bullying, the defensiveness, the controlling. Also, when we find ourselves unhappy, that's us being passive. We're not finding that inner strength, that inner intuition that says, stand up.
Really?
Say a little something.
Right.
You know, do something here. Don't take this lying down.
That's just tremendously interesting. I really think so. And I've never thought of any of this that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to me, I'm learning a lot about it. I'm always learning something on the show, and I know our listeners, I hope you are too. I've learned a lot today, but it is particularly interesting to talk about. And I also mm-hmm. just want to make a clarification, because I think I'm learning a little bit more about your business. What percentage of your kind of directional coaching and so on is with under 21 versus like the business sector?
Thank you so much. In fact, this takes me back to an Entrepreneur Magazine seminar. My staff and I, we go 2, 3, 4 times a week. We go to events to learn. Mm-hmm. And so when I had first founded the Protocol School of New Jersey, I went to an Entrepreneur Magazine, 300 guests, somewhere, wherever the heck I went, and I sheepishly raised my hand, and I said, I just started this new business, and every time I answer the phone, a potential customer client wants to take me here, there, and everywhere, and all I want to do is teach children's etiquette and dining etiquette. And oh my goodness, after I finished that question, the whole audience of 300 people stood up and said, just go, girl. Wherever the heck they want you to go, go. So what's the percentage? Maybe 50-50 these years in terms of corporate work versus working with our youth. We're proud to say that these years we serve as career mentors for organizations like HISPA, like Johnson & Johnson, who goes in to underserved communities, and they're hand-picking high schoolers and middle schoolers out of those schools and celebrating and teaching them how to get into college, how to get the careers of their choice.
That is just so fortunate to have you guys in your work. I mean, really, so interesting. I'm like, it's already 4:52, so you only have three minutes
left. Okay, quick, I want to tell you a few more things about signs. When you start behaving in an overly grandiose manner,
give us
at work
an example.
And at home, if you think that you're the best thing that walks this earth, if you think only your ideas are correct, if you're always bragging about what you have and what you do and where you're going, you're kind of proving to others that you're not all that generally. Oh my goodness.
But you know, it's just so intense that I completely agree with what you're saying. I just, you know, you don't think to recognize it. So now it's like, how do you get someone to hear that and then to recognize it in themselves and then to understand how to change it? I mean, you know, what's that about?
Yes. You know? What's that about? And how fortunate, for instance, this business of 14 years, imagine, we've never spent a dollar advertising.
Wow.
It's all word of mouth. I believe that the relationships that you want in your family, in your community, and in your workplace is you want other people to toot your horn for you.
Right, right.
You don't necessarily need to toot your own horn. It's a little too grandiose. And so solve people's problems. That's what the Protocol School does. We handle parents that need to know how to parent.
Right.
You know, we help business owners that need to know how to train and supervise their staff. Be the problem solver. Mm-hmm. in your business. When you find yourself making excuses, I can't make more money because the boss, blah, 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 blah. That means you're choosing not to have your power. You're choosing to stay stuck and not move forward. You have options, even though you don't believe that you do. When you don't try, when you simply don't try, and not only weeks, months, years, decades go by, and it's like avrio in Greek, that's tomorrow, tomorrow, you know, things
right.
will happen.
Right.
Also, when you find, and this is, can be a very common communication style for females, we unfortunately can be passive and passive aggressive. Passive aggressive means to the face, we look like we're sweet and we're accommodating and we're this and that. But behind the scenes, we're bad mouthing, we're criticizing, we're causing trauma in people's lives and sabotaging. And so when we see these, when, for instance, you are not the same person all day and all night and at work and at home place, you know that you're not walking and talking in reality, in your authoritative and in your confident manner. You're not being true to yourself, because that's what we're looking for, is balance. 24-hour a day, 365 days.
That's a very nice way to sum that up. That's what you're looking for, is balance. Like, it's already into the show. I can't believe it. You've got 1 minute left to tell everybody out there anything. But I can honestly say, looking for balance, 24 hours a day, figuring out what you might be doing wrong to take away your power, make some changes. No tomorrow, right? Today.
No tomorrow. Come and see us on the 19th. I'm so excited to give you specifics on professional business etiquette, how to take the lead, how to brand yourself as an authority figure, a resource person, an innovator, a problem solver. We're going to be looking at just how we utilize specifically power communication to get our message across personally and professionally. I thank you so much for inviting us to celebrate this month of Women's History Month, and also in preparation for our Women's Leadership Summit.
Yes, I have to say thank you so much, Maria Joyce, Executive Director here at the Protocol School of New Jersey, to come in today. I just can't tell you how fascinated I am by your work. I think anyone who's got the ability to go to the Women's Leadership Summit on April 19th by just signing up at the 100inchamber.org website is really going to be so fortunate to learn your insights. I mean, really, thank you so much for coming today. I hope you all out there enjoyed this last 2 hours today. It's already, again, the 30th of March, and we're going to continue with our features on those presenting at the Women's Leadership Summit next Wednesday as well. So again, thank you, Maria Joyce. Have a great week. Thank you all again for listening, and take care.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
It's about breaking down the barriers that are holding people back from sharing in the promise of America.
Democrat Hillary Clinton is campaigning for president today in New York City. Meanwhile, Republican Ted Cruz says Donald Trump's campaign manager should be fired after being charged with battery. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Members of a campaign staff should not be physically assaulting the press.
Corey Lewandowski, hours earlier, charged with misdemeanor battery after a recent incident with a female reporter. After Cruz appears on that event on CNN, Trump gets his turn and answers Cruz.
It would be so easy for me to terminate this man, ruin his life, and say you're fired, okay? I fired many people, especially on The Apprentice.
But Trump says Lewandowski has done nothing wrong. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphreys, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We
bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, westernjournalism.com. That's westernjournalism.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-875-5000.